The Democrat-controlled Pennsylvania House is being called into session this weekend to pass a mass transit funding bill. SEPTA says if it doesn't get state funds by Thursday, it will be forced to make deep service cuts on August 24th. But Republicans who control the state Senate still haven't said if they will vote on it. Riders sure hope lawmakers can come to a deal. KYW's Tim Jimenez is in North Wales this morning. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, we're now 6 days away from what SEPTA calls the point of no return. If the state doesn't come through with funding by the 14th, as you mentioned, then service slashing, that will start on August 24th. That's when 32 bus routes will be eliminated, 16 will be shortened. There will also be reduced metro service. That means fewer trains running on the Broad Street line, for example. And going to an event at the sports complex, that's going to get tougher. This Eagles fan who went to last night's game spoke to NBC 10 about that.
You're going to be tired, exhausted, showing up, like, late to these games. You're not going to be able to, like, have the same like, what about the people who need to transfer from a bus route that's now canceled?
September 2nd, that's when regional rail service will be affected. Again, we are in North Wales this morning. It's part of the Lansdale-Doylestown line. Without funding, SEPTA will do away with some peak and evening service. And in the midday hours and on the weekend, trains will come every 2 hours instead of every hour. So big changes are looming. Carol and riders are hoping that there's a breakthrough and lawmakers in Harrisburg agree to a funding plan for SEPTA.
All right. Thanks, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez.